Blog Talk Radio.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. Hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holla, holla, holla up and hit the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Yeah, you're on.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino.
Yes,
with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, Dave,
can you hear me?
Good. I'm still in the doctor's office, so could we go ahead and play? Actually, why don't we play the 10 minutes until I can leave of what I said at the Modesto City Council meeting and what my friend Mr. Cecil Russell said, and then we can talk about that. Okay?
Okay, you got it. I'm playing right now.
Thank you.
I want to mention that this was the restoration of a contract. 20 years ago, as mayor of this city, we discovered that the CVB and the Chamber of Commerce shared office space, same office that Cecil Russell occupies now. And at that time, we also discovered that we had the chamber being subsidized quite highly. And during my term, I attempted very much to lower that subsidy to the Chamber of Commerce. The chamber's financed by business people. They don't have to be in business. It could be a social club, too. But the tax dollars that was going to the CVB, that had to be responsibly spent. So I suggested, as Jack Chris, that perhaps we should separate them. And Jack said that might be difficult. So I think they'll do it to avoid embarrassment. So each council member appointed someone to this CVB, and it became independent. The other thing about the CVB financing, the tax money came from the TOT tax, and this money became a honeypot that everybody wanted. You know, everybody said, gee, we'd like to get our hands on that, whether it was the Gallo Foundation or other nonprofits. The contract went along, and then for some reason, it was not renewed, and you took it over. Now, we need some figures, and hopefully by tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we can be able to present more of those figures on the performance of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I noticed that Lori's presentation was devoid of what's wrong with the CVB now. You know, we're outsourcing our government. Domo is an example of handing it over. You know, the saying is, you want to get rich, form a nonprofit and write your own check. Now, how much does it cost to run the CVB? Why was it extinguished in the first place? Jennifer Mullins was running that, and I understand. I was here one night, the praise that was heaped, because she did a good job. So now, So now Mr. Aronson, a former city council candidate, and apparently is in the business, is proposing that he take that over. And in some respects, this is a little bit like the United Cerebral Palsy issue. Do you employ anybody anymore, or do you continually go to consultants and pay more? I don't want to get off the subject, but you do have a city attorney who's a consultant. Okay? You tried to pass him off as an employee one time, but he's got an open contract. Now, what's the difference between what this city was budgeting for the CVB and now you want to make it independent? How much money do you save for the taxpayers? So this is a trend that's going on and on. I'd like to invite you. We want to caution that the show is recorded. We have many tapes of people who have come and spoken, board of supervisors, congressional candidates. And we think the city should have a place where citizens can come forward. All I want is that we talk about this before you do it. The chances of it not happening are a little less. Do you have any questions? You know enough about this. Okay. Thank you for your attention. And I'd like to see some figures, some data. And we'll be asking for figures and data and transparency in every show we produce. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have anybody else from the public wishing to speak on this item?
You know, the person that was just up here says that he was mayor. And the truth is, he was. Before he was mayor, I was a board member, incoming chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. Had been on the board for a number of years. And I became chairman. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You know, the person who was just up here loves to tell you about the backstory. And I hate to use the term fake news. But I've listened to his derogatory remarks about the chamber and about me personally. I became chairman of the board. The CVB was housed in the same unit as the chamber. Had been for some time. Now, I want to give you a history lesson. It had its own board. It had its own P&L. It had on its board, they were appointed by the city council. they had to have their P&L audited, not only by an independent auditor, but also by the city. The Chamber of Commerce charged for their rent, for all the equipment, everything they did, $25,000. It's been said by the person that was here that the Chamber stole $25,000 a year. That's absolutely an untruth. And frankly, I'll tell you, should be charged with libel. Because there's nothing further from the truth. $25,000, and in his vendetta, he swore to take the chamber, the CBB away from the chamber like it was some big deal. It was a big deal. Because majority of Chamber of Commerce's and CBBs occupy the same place. Because when people come into a community, they go to either of those places to ask about what's going on in the city. So it was moved, and it was moved over to the DoubleTree. Go back and look at how much it cost the CBB to be in those quarters and for all of the equipment and everything that they had to do year in and year out. I'll guarantee you it was twice as much, if not three times as much, as what was the chamber was charging the CBB. Now, I'm only up here to kind of set the record straight. The untruths will continue. I support the direction that this council is going on today to, I'm going to say, reinvent the CVB. I've read the white paper, and it's really well done. And it advances the cause of the city. It advances the cause of hospitality in this community, which is really all we should be concerned about. So hopefully you'll consider the truths that I mentioned. It's the first time I've ever publicly refuted those claims. I've been told not to, because you don't want to give any credence whatsoever to a lie. But frankly, I can't sit here time and time again and for my own reputation to be impugned, and the reputation of a great organization in this community to be impugned by someone that I have absolutely no respect for. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Sabatino, you've had your time. Mr. Sabatino, you've had
Mayor,
your time.
Mayor, this now involves your city.
Mr. Sabatino,
I've been accused of libel, Mayor. I have a right to respond to a public comment.
No.
Okay.
Chief.
He's opened the can of worms. And we will do it. 846-1814.
I mean, you've had your time.
Yeah,
I need to step away from the mic.
A little too much tonight, Carmen.
Way too much.
Thank you. Do I have anybody else?
And there you go.
You know, Dave, I'm in the car outside the doctor's office, and I guess there's no need to go get my computer communicate with
no.
you. This is a great thing that happened today, because we can tell everybody now that all they have to do at 11 o'clock, 5 days a week, is to call 846-1814, and we can finally, I think, break into the monopoly on news that the newspaper in this community has. They
very
have
clear.
Become
Your company
the...
draws very clear.
Good, thank you. I'll stay right here where it's quiet. Getting to the comments by the city council after I spoke. 3 minutes is not a sacred rule. The mayor can allow people to talk, and apparently not talk any time he wants. But, you know, in reading the transcript, and people will be able to read that for themselves. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Dave?
Absolutely. You're going to take it tonight.
All right. I will be at the city council meeting tonight, and we will distribute the transcribed comments of the city council, because those are probably more important and more revealing as to what's going on than the speech given by Cecil Russell. I think my reply to that in the transcript is that if I'm not telling the truth, Mr. Russell and the Chamber of Commerce, and quite frankly, members of the City Council, have got nothing to worry about. If what I am saying, if what I am reporting is not truthful, then they shouldn't worry about anything. But since it is the truth, it would seem now that that would require an investigation of the city chamber of commerce, Mr. Russell in particular, since I regard his speech as the "I'm not a crook" speech. To accuse me of, you get accused of a lot of things, but he went against advice and stood up to the council and made that 5-minute speech, saying that I'm a liar, that I'm guilty of libel. He also indicated that he had absolutely no respect for me. You either earn respect or demand respect. And apparently he's made it public that I have not earned his respect, so maybe we ought to demand it. This I know for sure, then an apology is not warranted, because an apology says nothing. What's going to be required here by public records request, and we have that transcript as a public record, and hopefully that will be followed. And an investigation will proceed somewhere. But we will keep doing it until we get some action. I can't tell what time it is.
You've got 11 minutes left. If you want, I can replay those comments so they're fresh in people's minds for the council meeting. So
yes, and the council, and again, people can call 846-1814, just like I have.
Yeah, you have, and you're coming across very clear.
We'll have the show tomorrow at 11:00, and we'll be commenting on the meeting tonight. Also, on the meeting tonight, there's a consent agenda item 4 that we will pull so that it can be discussed. That, and we'll report on that tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll be talking to you.
Okay, I'll play that.
So let's – thank you.
Let me mention that this was the restoration of a contract. 20 years ago, as mayor of this city, we discovered that the CVB and the Chamber of Commerce shared office space, same office that Cecil Russell occupies now. And at that time, we also discovered that we had the chamber being subsidized quite highly. And during my term, I attempted very much to lower that subsidy to the Chamber of Commerce. Chambers financed by business people. They don't have to be in business. It could be a social club too. But the tax dollars that was going to the CVB, that had to be responsibly spent. So I suggested to Jack Chris that perhaps we should separate them. And Jack said that might be difficult. So I think they'll do it to avoid embarrassment. So each council member appointed someone to this CVB, and it became independent. The other thing about the CVB financing, the tax money came from the TOT tax, and this money became a honeypot that everybody wanted. You know, everybody said, gee, we'd like to get our hands on that, whether it was the Gallo Foundation or other nonprofits. The contract went along, and then, for some reason, it was not renewed, and you took it over. Now, we need some figures, and hopefully by tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we can be able to present more of those figures on the performance of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I noticed that Lori's presentation was devoid of what's wrong with the CVB now. You know, we're outsourcing our government. Domo is an example of handing it over. You know, the saying is, you want to get rich, form a nonprofit and write your own check. Now, how much does it cost to run the CVB? Why was it extinguished in the first place? Jennifer Mullins was running that, and I understand. I was here one night, the praise that was heaped, because she did a good job. So now, Mr. Aronson, a former city council candidate, and apparently is in the business, is proposing that he take that over. And in some respects, this is a little bit like the United Cerebral Palsy issue. Do you employ anybody anymore, or do you continually go to consultants and pay more? I don't want to get off the subject, but you do have a city attorney who's a consultant. Okay. You tried to pass him off as an employee one time, but he's got an open contract. Now, what's the difference between what this city was budgeting for the CVB, and now you want to make it independent? How much money do you save for the taxpayers? So this is a trend that's going on and on. I'd like to invite you. We want to caution that the show is recorded. We have many tapes of people who have come and spoken, Board of Supervisors, congressional candidates. And we think the city should have a place where citizens can come forward. All I want is that we talk about this before you do it. The chances of it not happening are a little less. Do you have any questions? You know enough about this. Okay. Thank you for your attention. And I'd like to see some figures, some data. And we'll be asking for figures and data and transparency in every show we produce. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have anybody else from the public wishing to speak on this item?
Mr.
You know, the person that was just up here says that he was mayor. And the truth is, he was. Before he was mayor, I was a board member, incoming chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. Had been on the board for a number of years. And I became chairman. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You know, the person who was just up here loves to tell you about the backstory. And I hate to use the term fake news. But I've listened to his derogatory remarks about the chamber and about me personally. I became chairman of the board. The CVB was housed in the same unit as the chamber. Had been for some time. Now, I want to give you a history lesson. It had its own board. It had its own P&L. It had on its board, they were appointed by the city council. They had to have their P&L audited, not only by an independent auditor, but also by the city. The Chamber of Commerce charged for their rent, for all the equipment, everything they did, $25,000. It's been said by the person that was here that the chamber stole $25,000 a year. That's absolutely an untruth. And frankly, I'll tell you, should be charged with libel. Because there's nothing further from the truth. $25,000, and in his vendetta, he swore to take the CVB away from the chamber like it was some big deal. It was a big deal because majority of Chamber of Commerce's and CVBs occupy the same place, because when people come into a community, they go to either of those places to ask about what's going on in the city. So it was moved, and it was moved over to the DoubleTree. Go back and look at how much it cost the CVB to be in those quarters and for all of the equipment and everything that they had to do year in and year out. I'll guarantee it was twice as much, if not three times as much, as what was the chamber was charging the CVB. Now, I'm only up here to kind of set the record straight. The untruths will continue. I support the direction that this council is going on today to, I'm going to say, reinvent the CVB. I've read the white paper, and it's really well done. And it advances the cause of the city. It advances the cause of hospitality in this community, which is really all we should be concerned about. So hopefully you'll consider the truths that I mentioned. It's the first time I've ever publicly refuted those claims. I've been told not to, because you don't want to give any...
All right, folks. See you tomorrow.
Nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here.